ASTA CSS 2013 show and Seed Trade show. And in the BASF booth, things that you don't always expect to happen, but we've almost got a real life casino going on in here. And Scotty Nguyen is here. And Scotty, I want you to just tell me a little bit about who you are.
Scotty Nguyen, let's see. The Prince of Poker and the World WSOP World Series Champion 1998. That's all about me right there.
Well, so they tell me that you're a big inductee this year into the 2013 World Poker Hall of Fame. Is that right?
Yes. Last month, I got inducted to the Poker Hall of Fame, which is to become a poker player or any kind of sport. You won the end, you get, you know, inducted in Hall of Fame, you know, so... And I got picked last month with a friend of mine, Tom McEnvoy. So two of us got inducted in Hall of Fame. And I'm very proud to be a part of, you know, Hall of Fame in the poker world, you know.
So I understand that your story is a little bit different than most. Most people may not realize, but you're not from around here.
No, I'm not, baby. I'm from Vietnam. And then I moved to Vegas about 25, 30 years ago. From there, you know, you just work hard and make myself a name, and, you know, and it's just so American. They have so much to offer you, opportunity everywhere. You gotta know how to jump on it, and that's what I did. You know, they give me opportunity to become somebody, and I see chances out there to become something I never think of, like poker player. And I in Vietnam, we would never dream to be become a poker player, and then you get recognized all over the world, you know. It's only you, only America, baby. Land of opportunity, baby. And I made all my dream come true, just playing poker.
How did you get involved in playing poker?
Just wanted to have a good life, have money to help my family, you know. When you grow up in Vietnam, is with a big family, like 13 brothers and 3 sisters, you know, and it's poor, you know, and you know when I come here, like I told you, you know, baby, I see my chance, I see my opportunity, and I want to have a lot of money so I can help them out. You give them a good life, like the way my mom gave it to me, you know. That's what I did.
Something I heard that you do is you help out the country of Vietnam as well with a lot of your earnings. Tell me about that.
Yes, you know, it's like every year I send home money three times a year. I make sure the homeless children, the old people, they have something for holiday like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. New Year is very big over there. Not Christmas. We are. Christmas is very big here, right? In Vietnam, it's New Year is very, very big. And Christmas is second, and then Thanksgiving. So I make sure I always have little something for all the kids over there every holiday, you know?
That's pretty interesting that you do that. And as long as you're, you know, you're totally giving back to where you came from.
Yes, but I, you know, a lot of people, they ask me, like, Scotty, all you have to do is use your name. Go around and you know, just go around with the box and just put out, like, help homeless children, da-da-da. A lot of, you know, you're very well recognized. All you have to do is just put it out there. A lot of people would help you. You can use that money and take it home and help your, you know, the poor people over there. I said, no, if I cannot use my own money, I would not go around and ask, okay? I would not use my friend's money to help my people. If I cannot use my own, I wait for the next year to make it up for them. Other than that, I would not do it. Until this day, I would not do it.
So how often, you know, today it was kind of interesting to watch you in here. A lot of the folks came in, sat down. You were having a really good time with them, but I think you were coaching them a little bit, too.
You know, baby, I'm comfortable since yesterday. When I land, I walk into the hotel. They have like four women, you know, meet me, and the way they talk to me, and then all their friends around. We have a drink. They made me feel very, very, very comfortable. And today's the same way. All the player, customer, whatever you call here, they made me feel so welcome here. You can feel, you can see the love came from their eyes, you know. So when you talk to people, you look at them in the eye. You can feel it, you know, baby. And they hate you or they love you, you know it, right? the body language and the eyes, contact, you know. And I feel that. I feel the love, you know.
So what were some tips you were giving folks at the table today?
Oh, I destroyed him, baby. I take every single dime on the table, baby. I don't mess around. I might come in for fun. But see, one thing about me, my rule is when you play, play to win. It don't matter playing money, don't matter a small game or big game. You must play to win. You know, baby, you teach yourself that habit. So it don't matter where you go, you have fun at the same time. Don't take me wrong. Have fun, but play to win.